One of the favorite winter games in Minnesota weather as a kid was King of the Hill. Some of you may remember that, where you can't wait to find the biggest mound of snow, and then you try to be the one that's on the top and keep everybody else off. Well, growing up in the family I didn't often make it to the top, but boy, I loved being on the top of that. As human beings, we have such a strong desire to be kings. But what we celebrate today is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the God of Gods, the Lord of Lords. There's all kinds of great names for Jesus, because there is only one great King, and it is the King of the universe. So not just the mound, the King of the Hill, not just the king of a nation, not just the king of a country, but of the universe, God Himself. And we see in this fascinating dialogue today in the gospel that Pilate is asking Jesus. So, to set the context, this is when he's been accused of blasphemy, and the people are bringing him forward to be crucified, but they know they don't have authority to do it. They have to get it from Pilate, the Roman emperor. He was, if you will, the king. The other part that's important to remember in this is that before this conversation, Pilate's wife was warned in a dream, "Have nothing to do with this man." There was something stirring that she was aware of, as best we know, or the frightening dream that she had. But Pilate is engaging as the king of, if you will, of that Roman Empire, because he had the authority to execute or the authority to set someone free. And in this interchange, notice how Jesus responds. Jesus, who had previously, as we know from the scriptures, done all kinds of miraculous things. He didn't need to go onto the cross, but he chose to, out of love for us. It's what we heard in our second reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. Pilate, in this engagement in the gospel, is trying to figure out who Jesus is, because he didn't know. He was judging things by the world's standards, and Jesus was inviting him into something so much greater. The standards of the universe, the standards of God, which are far greater than his Roman Empire. Far greater, of course, than anything that we would have in our little empires, whatever they are. And the invitation for him is to think beyond this world to what lies beyond. In this fascinating response of Jesus, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate was trying to understand, or at least intrigued enough to try to understand, but the question is, would he listen? It's the same question that I pose to all of us. We can hear the Word of God many times, but do we listen to it? Do we follow it? Of course, as we're so human, we have so much to improve upon, but God understands that. But when He is King of our hearts, when we say, "God, I believe, Jesus, I believe you are the King, I want to give my life to you," it is so incredibly freeing. Because then you and I don't have to spend so much time and energy in our lives trying to figure and control things out, trying to be the kings of our own little kingdoms, whatever those things are, money, power, possession, whatever it might be. Freedom lies in acknowledging is we have a king who loves us. Not a king who wants to lord over us, to take advantage of us, rather to lead us to the green pastures of heaven. The green pasture is, of course, an image to that place of eternal rest, the eternal banquet, where our hearts will be forever fulfilled, because we will, by that point, have rightly ordered our mind according to what is objectively true. Jesus is King of the universe, and in his kingdom, he invites us to be who he has made us to be, to allow his grace to empower each of us in our vocations, to help each other on the way to heaven, to hear the word of God, to listen to it as best we can, and to try to help others in this challenging journey we live on this earth. But the King will never abandon us, but the King will always call us to the world beyond this one, as he did Pilate in these stunning words. Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." Let's pray for the grace that our kingdom will not be here, but our kingdom will be the kingdom that's offered to us. The kingdom that transcends beyond this world, to the King of Kings, the King of the universe, to be with him forever in heaven, and to find peace here on earth. Let's pray for that grace for each other today.